This is the city. Powell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Russ reporting on a Wednesday, as we have items sent to us. First from the Powell Police Department covering activity going back to earlier this week, I guess. They have a child welfare on South Cheyenne Street. Received a report of two little girls, one in just a diaper, another has no pants, that showed up in the driveway. Officers located the mother and returned them to the residence. The mother was getting ready to take a shower, and the girls escaped. They went over the wall.
They escaped.
They had a guard set up and everything, and somehow they went over the wall and burrowed through a tunnel to get to this person's driveway.
And how many times have I been out and about? Ah, no pants.
Yeah, no pants. And must have escaped something. A theft on South Mountain View. Received report of a ladder stolen out of the back of her truck. An anonymous male brought the ladder to the law enforcement center. He said the ladder flew out of the truck in the S-curve in Ralston. He said he didn't open to see if it's damaged or not. This position unfounded. Of course, this person had posted all over on Facebook saying what a horrible area we live in that has people that would steal a ladder. They would steal a ladder out of a truck, but it flew out on the S-curve.
I don't need to tie it down.
No. Child Welfare East Coulter received report of two children swimming in the fish pond without any supervision. Well, obviously, officers responded, told them they can't swim in the fish pond. Children said they had a fishing lure stuck in the pond. Officers notified their mothers. Disposition completed. So they went to a higher court. Mom. So obviously they were over there fishing, got the lure stuck, and I'm going to go in and get it. And the other one, I'm going in. You splash me. Oh, here we go. Yeah, we're having fun in that fish pond.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to swallow any of that water.
I don't think they chlorinate that.
No. Theft on South Bent. Received report that ice was stolen from a business that is closed. Officers located the person and said they advised the ice had been prepaid for a wedding. The reporting party will verify this information with their employer on Monday. Disposition unfounded. So the guy had paid for the ice and obviously had made arrangements to get the ice afterwards, but the supervisor or employer did not notify the employee. So one of those things are inter-office memos. So,
and you try to have a wedding with no ice.
No. God. That's needed for everything. So, traffic complaint, north of Zorka, received report of a man with an infant between the handlebars on his motorcycle. Officers responded, motorcycle gone, disposition gone on arrival. Yeah, let the uncle take care of the baby.
What could go wrong?
It had a little baby helmet on. So.
You know he hasn't been drinking. Oh, you hope at least.
Traffic stop on E6. Traffic stop made. The juvenile driver was issued a warning for failure to yield on a left-hand turn and citation for driving without a driver's license. The juvenile's mother was contacted, issued a citation for allowing a minor to drive without a valid driver's license. Citation issued. You go get mommy her smokes. But I'm only 12, Ma.
I don't care. My stories are on.
Do you want me to put pants on and go? No, you go. If you don't know how to drive by the time you're 12, then you're just not my son.
Okay.
Animal stray on Avenue B. Received report of a brown Rhodesian Ridgeback type dog. With a yellow collar, was aggressive and bit the reporting party's dog. The reporting party then said the dog chased the daughter on the scooter. Well, this dog is not only aggressive, but can ride a scooter.
I'd pay a dollar to see that.
Officers responded, located the owner. Dog returned to owner. A hole in the fence where it escaped was patched. The owner was issued a warning for animal running at large, failure to obtain a dog license, of course. Disposition completed. So, it was the hole in the fence was patched up by all the dead children laying around. No, we're teasing.
Just here. Stuff them in there.
Animal noisy on Morning Glory Lane. RP advised that her neighbor's dogs have been barking for hours the last couple nights. RP advised that she tried to talk to her neighbors, but were unable to get a hold of them. An officer responded and said there were no dogs barking. It looks like no one was home. Dispatch left a message with the person and advised her of the complaint. She was also advised to call law enforcement if she had any questions. On 7/19, the owner of the dogs called and said their dogs have been staying at this residence for the past few nights. They'll now make arrangements so they don't sit and bark again. Disposition completed. So the dogs had a sleepover, basically, over at this other person's house and didn't like it or wanted to bark all night. So, but that wasn't their original residence. So.
Okay.
Let's see. Animal lost north of Zorka received a report of a lost ferret. Disposition dispatch handled. So somebody let their ferret out the front door and it ran away.
Mm.
So I haven't seen it. So.
Gonna go join the Yellowstone ferrets.
Could be. Even a Meeteetse ferret. Yeah. Threats. East Coulter received report of threats. Incident under investigation. Disposition completed. Doesn't say what kind, just general threats. So, let's see. Dogs. Trespass complaint. Complaint of someone on the caller's property that is not supposed to be there. Officers responding contacted the RP about the situation. The trespasser was not there at that time. Disposition assistance given. So just was on the property and then not. On the property and then not. Let's see. Stray dog. Owner advised they just got the dog and will be getting dog licensure. There issued a warning for animal running at large. Disposition warning issued. So you got a new big dog and it doesn't want to stay with you. So. Trespass complaint, North Clark, received request to serve a criminal trespass on two individuals from the RP's property. The subjects were notified of the trespasses. Disposition completed. Social distancing, Russ.
As enforced by the state.
Enforced by the police department. So
I don't want to socially distance. We don't care.
Traffic stop, South Bend. Traffic stop performed. Driver issued a warning for driving down the wrong way on a one-way street. So they made it all the way down Park and then saw there was no light, then punched it real quick on South to South Bend. That's where the cop was there. Mm-hmm. So they saw the whole thing. Warning issued. I didn't know. Well, there was a sign that says, do not enter.
I don't read signs.
No.
Who's got the time?
No. Ready to report, Powell area. Received a report of an impaired driver following the RP. They described the driver as swerving at varying speeds. Officers responded, followed the vehicle, didn't observe any violations. Park County Sheriff and Highway Patrol also notified, completed. So they got behind the guy, and he was driving normal. So he decided, while the cops are here, I'll stop weaving. So let's see. Dogs. Keys found. Let's see. Property damage, North Hamilton. Report of property damage. An officer responded. Case under investigation. Doesn't say what property was damaged. So, traffic complaint, South Mountain View Street. Received a complaint of a person who was driving very slowly and appeared to be talking on their cell phone.
Oh, get him.
An officer contacted the driver who advised they were distracted by their kids, not a phone.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Disposition completed. So, it's my stupid kids, not my phone.
Not my smartphone.
A traffic complaint, north of Zorka. Received a complaint of a diesel truck that was extremely loud and had driven past their house four times. We counted it. NAFSA responded, search the area. Truck was gone on arrival. Let's see. Animal loss. Lost a ragdoll female cat. Ragdoll. Let's see. RP advised she has been missing about 10 days. Dispatch handled. So, not sure exactly, but could be in Rock Springs by now. Yeah. We don't know. So, and then let's see. Traffic stop, warning, failure to stop, at a red light. And again, we have three of them, so, or a couple of them. Three, right? How many do we have? Two.
We have three.
Okay. Let's see. I'm trying to figure. Okay, Absorca, Bent, and then Fair Flyers. Street. Okay. Yeah, so there's three. Yeah. So, but they got two of them right.
Well, two out of three ain't bad, according to Meatloaf.
Anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center, where sometimes Ken lets Tim ride on his handlebars over there at Aldridge's. So ask them about that. Anyway, appreciate Powell Police for today's Police Blotter report.